Welcome back to The Neighbor Gabers with your two special hosts, Deegan Mason
and Cohen Bergenshaw. In this podcast, we will talk about sports and sports teams and our opinion on them.
Let's neighbor the Gibber.
Deegan, can you believe the Jazz got eliminated in the first round again?
I can't. I mean, Bogdanovic was terrible that game. He shot a three-pointer when there were 2 seconds on the clock when he could have tied the game by making a layup. What do you think about that, Cohen?
I think that was a bad shot. It was a good shot because he would make, like...
Yeah, but he missed the backboard. He, like, hit the backboard and it's like...
Yeah, I know. That was an easy shot for him. That was a good shot for him, but he missed it. But I think he could have drove in easily and got an easy layup for the tie. And we would have gotten to OT.
Dude, he chipped the crap out of that one guy, though. He was like, broken ankle. He, like, flew out of the sideline, bro.
When he pumped it, dude.
All right. Yeah, it wasn't a good shot. You legit could have just went for the layup.
Yeah, or I think the Jazz also could have given it to Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, but isn't he injured? Still?
No.
He's not injured anymore?
No. He was only... No, he wasn't even injured. Oh, yeah, he got injured one game. But he came back the next game.
What happened
to him? He was fine.
He hurt his ankle or something?
Like, just bruised his hamstring.
Ooh, that's gotta hurt.
He was only out for, like, a day. He was out for a game.
Is Rudy in a lot still?
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's their tallest defender, so...
Yeah, he's our best defender. He's the best shot blocker in the NBA.
And he can shoot some pretty good threes, can he?
No.
He can't?
He's
only good at defense.
Well, yeah. And he sucks at offense. He can't even make layups.
What about dunks?
Yeah. He's like the best dunker.
He's like 6'8".
Yeah. No, he's like 7'2".
Really? He's 7'2"? That's like Shaquille O'Neal height.
But Shaquille O'Neal was like way
more built. He was like 7'5".
Yeah. No.
What?
He's like 7'2" still.
Oh, okay.
But he's bigger.
His hands are like bigger than my face.
Yeah.
Like, he can palm the whole entire ball.
Easily.
Mm-hmm. And he would, like,
I can almost palm the ball.
You could have to, like, dump up just a little bit and slam dunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Cohen, what do you think about the Tampa Bay Bucks?
I think the Buccaneers are overrated. Like, kind of overrated because everyone says, like, Tom Brady's the best quarterback in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's not, though. I think there's a few quarterbacks that are better just because they're younger and more...
Are you just saying that because,
like,
he's
faster?
Old?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, for sure he's slow, but he still has great athletic ability to throw to his wide receivers, and he's a great leader.
But if the O-line does a bad job in protecting him and the
D-line, and they have not protected him that well.
Yeah, I know, but then Tom Brady's just going to get destroyed because he can't, like, escape from the... D-line.
Yeah, but the Baltimore Ravens, let's talk about them.
I think Lamar is, like, one of the best quarterbacks, like, top 8 quarterbacks in the league because his passing isn't that good, but his
speed and agility.
Yeah, his speed and agility is, like, probably the best in the NFL.
Well, yeah, but don't you think his wide receivers sometimes get sick of him just running the ball?
Yeah, but also they don't have good wide receivers, so...
Yeah.
If we had better wide receivers, then I think that we...
Were you talking about the new player they might get?
Deebo Samuel. Yeah. They're probably not going to get him, but they...
Is he good?
Real move. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably, like, top 5 wide receivers in the NFL.
How's his catching ability?
It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well...
But they also have drafted or signed a lot of good wide receivers this offseason and defense, safeties and stuff.
Well, Tom Brady... we're going back to the Bucks. Tom Brady went into retirement, and then, like, just, like, 2 days later, he said he wasn't going back into retirement. He said he was going to play another year, which I think was pretty good. I think that was kind of cool for us because we got Tom Brady back and Gronkowski is staying. So,
yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that it's cool that Tom Brady came back because – you guys were, like, probably going to lose most of your players because they weren't going to have a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, too. Let's talk about the Super Bowl again. I was on the Rams' side since they beat my team. They beat the Bucks pretty bad. actually. Not bad at all. They beat him by one touchdown, actually.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I wanted the Bengals to win, only because I just don't like the Rams, because I don't really like Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, he's cocky.
Yeah.
Well, I think that Joe Burrow is really cocky, because I think he like smokes a cigar after every game, and I think that's a little unfair.
Yeah, like, that's a little
that is
too
cocky
much.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But, yeah, the Super Bowl was good, and I think that we could do good this year. Utah Jazz need to change some things because they just don't work together as a team. And the perimeter defense is so bad, you can't guard anyone. And let's just pray that Rudy gets the block or contested enough that it misses. I think that the Jazz need to keep Donovan and Rudy, but trade the other players. Lish, what do you think? Go ahead.
I think that the Jazz. I guess they're the two best players. And I think without either of them, we wouldn't be a good team at all. But I think if we kept them and got some new, good, better defenders on the perimeter and maybe some more players that can, like, hit threes or something.
Well, yeah, we already have good players, but they – never mind, we don't have good players.
Well,
the people
we kind of do, but they just don't work well together.
The people that lead the team are basically Donovan and Rudy and sometimes Bohan. Wait, did I say it wrong? Bojan. Bojan?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but if we could just get, like, a couple more trades from better teams, then I feel like we'd be set.
Yeah, I think that if we got, like, a really good perimeter defender, then I think that we could easily go to the championship.
And
that's our one problem is perimeter defense.
Mm-hmm. I think that is true because Rudy Gobert can, like, only block somebody.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't guard someone on the perimeter because he's too, like, slow.
Like slow
he's
and
fast for his height, but he's, like,
and it's hard when you're tall, though. If you're tall, it's harder to do stuff like sit down and, like, drink coffee. Yeah, I'm kidding. Yeah, he can't hit threes, though, and we don't need that.
I think if he could hit threes and, like, hit mid-range shots, then he would be a lot better because
what if he just hit, like, a half-court shot? Just, like, throw it all the way
to
the
other. He had a full-court shot.
He had a full court from the other side?
Yeah.
Like, was it buzzer beater?
Yeah.
It was buzzer beater.
At the end of halftime.
He made the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't think they counted it because I think it was at the end of the buzzer. Yeah.
Wait, what was their halftime show, though?
Huh?
What did they do for the halftime show? Bro, just tell
me. NBA halftime shows are not, like, Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I know they are, but they do, like, contests and stuff.
Yeah, but
and they bring out, like, the big checks.
Yeah, I know. They don't show that, though, on TV, though.
They just show it
they
at
show
the stadium.
Like, yeah, if you're there.
That's cool, I guess. Yeah. Well, we're going to have to set some perimeter up better.
Yeah, I think if our perimeter defense gets better, then I think we'll be a really good team. I think we could potentially beat the Phoenix Suns and the Warriors and the Grizzlies.
It'd be sick if we beat the freaking Seagulls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Do you like glizzies in your mouth? Cool. Get the all-new McDonald's pizza. Comes in a box. Three new flavors. Black tar, Kentucky Fried Chicken, it's finger-licking good, and Jolly Roll! All 4, 6, 9. Eat the glizzies you all have inside you. Thank you for listening to the third episode of the Nibbergibbers, where we talked about basketball and football and Cherry Red.
Cherry Red!